Our next guest knows firsthand just how radically our ideas about gift giving can change. Her world turned upside down when a bunch of complete strangers got together and gave her son a new immune system in the form of money to pay for a needed bone marrow transplant. Beth Gonzalez's 3-year-old son, Lucas, was born with a rare genetic immune disorder, and the family knew for a long time that paying for that operation, even with insurance, would destroy them financially. As a last resort, they posted their need on the social networking site Reddit about a year ago. I'll let Lucas's mom, Beth Gonzalez, who joined us from Jacksonville, Florida, tell this story of hope and caring and transformation. Beth says she will never think about gift giving and the holidays the way she used to.
I think our understanding of that has really expanded. When I think about gift giving, I just think about getting something for someone I know that they'll really love. And typically that goes to, you know, in my mind, to something material. And now I think my understanding of what a gift really is, the idea of something selfless, maybe for someone you don't even know, it's just really broadened. And that idea that something material is really important, I think is less true for me.
So tell the story of the gift that was given that helps that little one I hear in the background.
Yeah. Our son Lucas, this past year, underwent a bone marrow transplant. And in preparing for that, we pretty much knew it was going to be financially devastating. I mean, we looked at it from sort of every angle. And the angle we looked at it was a really minimalist perspective, like what minimally could get us there. And we came up with a figure of $50,000. We didn't really have anyone to ask. And despite the fact that we had really good health insurance, we just knew we were facing this really difficult situation. And, you know, we were thinking creatively about how we might address that, but really had no good solutions. But my sister actually, and her boyfriend, Dave, was a Reddit user, and he'd been on Reddit for years. And they came to us and proposed the idea that they put it out on Reddit. And Dave gave us this whole spiel about how people on Reddit are so good and they're really giving and you just never know. It really can't hurt.
And let's just remind people that he needs the bone marrow transplant, or he needed the bone marrow transplant to treat a genetic immune disorder. This isn't a sort of last possible hope cancer treatment sort of thing.
No, that's a good point. And I think that also helped Lucas. Lucas was born with a primary immune deficiency disorder called hyper-IgM syndrome. And the only known cure is a bone marrow transplant. And the doctors recommend that is done before the age of 5, and actually far before, so that the idea would be that if it were successful, he would be able to start school on time. So we were able to plan to a certain degree. However, with a situation like this, even if you know, and we were both working parents, that's a pretty difficult situation to plan for.
Absolutely. Well, all right. So you go on Reddit. Mm-hmm. What happened and how did you notice that people were responding?
Yeah, it was crazy. So we agreed to do this with my sister and her boyfriend, and Dave made the post because he was the Reddit user. And at about noon the day he posted it, and this was during the sort of Thanksgiving to Christmas holiday season. And about noon, my sister called me at about lunchtime and said, "You'll never believe you've gotten like $1,000 in donations." She was like, "It's pretty amazing. It's like these really small amounts, like $2 and $5 and $10. And at that point, it was like somebody had given $100. And we were just astounded, couldn't believe it. And at about 6 p.m., when everyone left work and went home, they looked and called us and said, "You will not believe." It had made its way to the front page of Reddit, and it was number one. And in one night, it had raised like more than $31,000. And actually, Luis and I, we all felt very strongly we need to disable the link, because we had set a goal. And we, based on what we had saved and what was happening on Reddit, we were getting quite close to achieving our goal. And so late that night, we disabled the link, and neither of us slept all night. We were just completely in disbelief, and we couldn't believe it. I mean, people from all over the world, islands off the coast of Africa that had never heard of. And it was just sort of like this incredible miracle. And basically, before the Christmas season came, we had this deep sigh of relief that, this is okay. We're going to be able to do this for him. It was just incredible.
And the operation took place?
It did. Yeah. He had the, we went to North Carolina in January, and he had to have a workup and a course of chemotherapy. And then he had his actual transplant on March 14th.
And how's he doing?
He's doing really well. He had a very high risk transplant. He had a reduced intensity chemotherapy cord blood transplant. And basically, for everything that he's been through and where he is in the transplant process, he's only 9 months post transplant. We just feel really thankful. He's doing well. He's thriving. And he, most of all, he's happy.
So, Beth, what are you going to tell him when he's old enough to understand what happened?
Gosh, we have talked about that a lot. And I think that ultimately what he'll need to understand is that people who didn't even know him, he touched them and they wanted to help him. And because like the world helped him, they essentially saved his life, gave him a long life. I hope that that helps him become someone who just inherently wants to help others.
Well, hey, you could do some sort of Reddit far-fetched help somebody around the other side of the world every Christmas in your family.
Yeah, we could. We actually, we've talked a lot about what we want to do this year for Christmas. We're not really out of this altogether ourselves, but for sure, Luis and I, my husband, we talked about we won't be exchanging gifts to each other this year, and instead we'll be giving a gift to another family who's facing a similar situation.
Well, Beth, just the best of luck to you and your husband and your family and to little Lucas. And boy, have a great holiday and Christmas.
Thank you so much. We certainly will.
Beth Gonzalez is the mother of now 4-year-old Lucas Gonzalez, who underwent a bone marrow transplant last year. And all this hour, we want to hear about the gifts that you've either given or received that have meant the most to you. You can share your stories by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.